Greetings, everybody. Welcome to this week's Inner Chord. We're all doing fine here at the Church of God Worldwide Association office here in North Texas. They say sometimes people talk about the weather when there's nothing else to talk about. Well, there's actually quite a lot to talk about, but the weather has changed. 2 weeks ago, it was very, very cold, and we had a number of people out sick. Today, we're up to about 73 degrees Fahrenheit, which is right around 23 degrees Celsius. So we've been getting out and enjoying a little bit of a lovely weather. Last Sunday, 2 days ago, because this is being recorded on February 23rd, we had the annual FI Etiquette Dinner at the home of some church members here in this area. A little bit more about that later, but just to mention it ahead of time, we have the eight students, the wife of one of our students, and two ministerial couples, Mr. and Mrs. Franks, were there, and Mr. and Mrs. Meeker were there for that really enjoyable occasion. We'll have more on that in just a minute. Now, I begin with an announcement from Ministerial Services about the Feast website. The Feast website went live on Monday, February 24th. It is up and live now. The site lists all of our U.S. and Canadian sites and gives their descriptions so the brethren can begin making their feast plans. The March-April One Accord will have the written descriptions of the U.S. and the Canadian sites, as well as the international feast site listing. Early registration for those planning to attend their assigned site will take place in about a month, March 30th, with general festival registration starting in early April, around April 6th. And I checked this morning, and most of the international sites are up and listed as well. Now, let's go back to the etiquette dinner. I was just talking with some of the students, and they were commenting how this was really the highlight of their experience. They enjoyed it very much. It was Sunday evening, 2 days ago, as from the time that I'm recording this. This was our 11th annual Foundation Institute etiquette dinner. We began in 2015. We did not even miss in the COVID year. I'd like to express my thanks to Charles and Gay Oren. They've got a beautiful house here close by, and the food was really delicious. Mrs. Oren and her team put in a tremendous amount of work in preparing the food. It was a wonderful evening of food and fellowship and education as well.
And I wanted to make just a comment about the flutes. These are called flutes because they're long and narrow. And the reason that they're long and narrow is so that you can appreciate the aroma of the wine. So it concentrates the aroma that comes up from working in both hands, and they keep it that way all the way through the meal. They don't switch like we do. So we cut our meat, then we put our knife down, and we take the fork in the other hand, and we eat that way. The Europeans tend to keep their knife and fork in each hand for the whole time. At first, she's seated very far forward in the chair, and that's not going to be comfortable for her.
Now, I actually took my menu off the table as I was leaving on Sunday evening. I won't go all the way through the menu, but I can tell you it was a spectacular five-course meal with the main course of boneless beef ribs and red wine sauce and sautéed mushrooms, just to give you a little insight on how much we enjoyed the evening. Mr. Meeker gave a wonderful talk about etiquette. We all learned, including myself, we learned things about how to conduct oneself at a formal dinner evening. Table service was provided by some of us who work on the faculty here. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, Mr. Eric Jones, and I served as waiters. I suppose one could call it ministerial moonlighting in a sense, but we were happy to do that. Now, one comment as we move beyond this particular event. I'd like to comment on something about the Dallas Church. We have a quite sizable church here in Dallas, and the Dallas congregation has been very good with regard to supporting the headquarters office and other activities. We have so much going on here in Dallas, and the brethren here have been really very good. So just to comment, I think it deserves to be said, their help is much appreciated. The summer continuing education seminars, we're looking forward to hosting 2 week-long continuing education seminars. The dates are July 14th to 18th. That session is pretty well full now, and you're not able to sign up for it on the website. Session number 2 is July 21st to 25th. We still have a little bit of space. We have not yet sent acceptance letters to anyone because sign-up has not ended yet. Sign-up will end next Monday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. Central Time. As I say, we have a little bit of room still left, but not a whole lot. So we're looking forward to a good turnout. Next week, we'll let you know that we hope to accept everybody. We're doing a little bit of rebalancing this week. because we needed a smaller number in the first session, and we needed to bring the number up a little bit in the second session. But we will be confirming that with you next week as soon as we've got all of that firmed up. Classes for those two seminars will be taught by Mr. David Johnson. Mr. Dave Myers told me that he's going to be in town. I'll be doing some teaching, and we hope that others will join us, members of the administration, Mr. Franks, Mr. Kylo, Mr. Horchak, Mr. Taylor. But we don't know for sure because, as you probably understand, their travel schedules are not completely firmed up at this point. But we do hope the members of the administration will be able to come in and teach at least a few classes in those two seminars. It's going to be a wonderful week in each case. We offer about 29 hours of Bible classes, some opportunities to enjoy meals together. We go out to a local restaurant one evening, and some great fellowship. So we're looking forward to hosting that in the month of July. Finally, the last item in this week's Inner Chord concerns the Spring Holy Days. Time goes quickly, doesn't it? We're just over 6 weeks away now. Our Foundation Institute classes will end on Wednesday, April 9th, and we break for about 2 weeks. Then, of course, many ministers and many brethren are going to be traveling to different destinations for the Spring Holy Days. My plans, I'm going to go and visit again with our small group of very faithful church members in the Dominican Republic, that lovely little Caribbean island where I've been serving for about 20 years now. I'll be gone April 10th to April 14th. Passover service, of course, is on a Friday evening this year, April 11th. The night to be observed, Saturday night, April 12th. And the first holy day is Sunday, April 13th. I'm sure you've got all that in your calendar. You probably don't need me to repeat it, but those are the dates, of course, that we're looking forward to. So I wish everybody a very meaningful and rejuvenating Spring Holy Day season. In thinking about this, we usually end in accord with a scripture. So I thought this scripture from John chapter 6 would be very appropriate. In John chapter 6 and verse 32, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Verse 34, "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Verse 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So as we come up to the Spring Holy Day season, let's all keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's involved in every part of it, including our physical de-leavening. He's a part of that. Our essential self-examination prior to the Passover service. That evening when we sit quietly, reading our Bibles in our laps before we actually get into the Passover evening, reading the Word of God, partaking of the bread and the wine, and as we feed for 1 week on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth for 7 days. Our focus must be on Him, Jesus Christ, our Savior, all the way through. Well, that's it for this week's Inner Chord. Next week, Mr. Clyde Kylo, our operations manager for media, will be presenting, and I'm sure he'll have some very interesting news to provide next week. Please don't miss it. We look forward to seeing you again. A good Sabbath to everybody.